If you would, open your Bibles with me to 2 Peter chapter 3. And if you look at me in verse 18, it says, "But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, both now and to the day of eternity. Amen." So, grow. That's one of the main words there, in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to give him the glory. If you turn me to Ephesians chapter 5. Did I mess up? No. Okay. Yep, Ephesians 5. And look at me in verse 10. Trying to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. Well, we had our couples conference yesterday. And so a lot of times the way I see these times of coming together, whether it's the men's conference, the couples conference, the different Bible studies, is there opportunities to grow. There are opportunities to grow in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to learn what is pleasing to him. And so usually what we like to do is give different ones opportunities. So I'm going to call Doug and Nicole on up. Now, was y'all's first year coming? Was this y'all's first year coming?
It was.
So how do you feel like the Lord began to speak to you through that time? I don't want you to have to just stick with what I was saying, grow.
Yeah, sure.
You know, but how do you feel like the Lord at that time was using it to minister to you guys?
I'd say that we didn't know the topic going in, but when mm-hmm. Pastor Gary said it was going to be about conversations, you know, it's always nice to, we haven't done a lot of these over the years, so it's always mm-hmm. nice to go and think, yeah, here's a moment to, you know, improve your marriage the way the Lord wants you to. And then when you start talking about conversations, there was a lot in there for couples, but then also just the him covering conversations you have with anybody.
Right.
And I think, as is always, I'm so grateful that mm-hmm. when he does that, he just goes straight to what's in God's word.
Yes, sir.
And because the world, no matter what it is going to try to tell you, here's a technique. And of course, the best techniques you can trace right back to here anyway.
Amen, bro.
And so, mm-hmm. so why just start there? You know.
Yeah.
But just the dealing with the first one was being intentional and how did Jesus do it? You know, mm-hmm. when he had certain things he wanted to get across.
Content and effect.
Yeah.
It was like that first.
That's
one.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then dealing with criticisms and mm-hmm. stuff like that, and just the concept too that you don't have to have an answer. You know, which is always nice because mm-hmm. I think in our world it's like, well, somebody says something to you, you gotta engage, and it's like, not really.
Responding.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So that, how did Jesus do that?
Exactly.
But it is all, it's all based on love, mm-hmm. and then I would say too, just being in there and having our church family and just being in there with other members of the body that we're continuing getting to know and everything, and I think that's just it's always just a great place to start. So
yes,
it was really wonderful, and it was a good 5 hours and lunch and everything. So it was a great time.
I felt like it was a sweet time.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you want to share, Ms. Nicole?
I kept saying to Doug yesterday after we got home, I maybe like 5 or 6 times I would say, you know what else was great, and I loved this and I love that. What I really liked about it was, all of it was wonderful, but getting to know people mm-hmm. that you see every week, but getting mm-hmm. to see the funny little things about them. Like I learned that Dave is, has to be right all the time, and I and things like that. But it was nice. It was really nice, and I noticed that Jeremiah got a little annoyed with his mom, maybe. No, I'm just kidding. He didn't. I'm kidding. But it was fun, and it was just nice to get to know people, and that, because then we come in here today, and I feel closer to everybody.
That's mm-hmm. cool. That opportunity to grow together
in
the Lord and get closer together.
Yes, yeah. It's so important. We came from such a big church back in Illinois, and we didn't have that. And I never knew I was missing it until I came here.
So. Close fellowship.
Yes, yes.
All right, guys. Yeah. Appreciate you, brother. So one of the things I did want to do was, you know, our title was Loving Conversations. And so if you want a printout, like I was saying a minute ago, I really see there are opportunities to grow. Now, opportunities to grow, sometimes it means when the Word of God is shared, it begins to point out things in our life. And you're like, oh, man, okay. But if you keep coming back before the Lord and saying, okay, Lord, these are opportunities for me to grow closer to God, opportunities for me to become more like His Son, and refine me, that refiner's fire, Lord, to make me more presentable to Him, to make me more effective and sharing the gospel. But in every case, it's an opportunity to grow. And so if you want a copy of the printout, this is a good, our worksheet. You can walk through some of the things we're finding things to talk about, and then conversations and company to avoid, keeping things on the up and upward, dealing with criticism and critics, some things go without saying, and then small things that make a big difference. And I don't know if Peter or Lori are in here, but there's 14 bullet points, was going to be 13, then we got about 8 micro points to come out of those. And those are things that Pastor Gary had shared with us that he had learned over the years. So if you want a printout, I'd encourage you to ask for one. If you couldn't make it, if you'd like to do it, the only thing is you'll have to probably sit down with somebody that went through it so that they could share with you all the verses that we went through and how they just tied in. But like I said in 2 Peter, and of course in Ephesians 5, I really see these times that we come together as opportunities to grow in the Lord. And I'm just so thankful for those times. Shall we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we're just so thankful for your grace that you give us. And Lord, the mercy that you show us. And Lord, you tell us there's no condemnation for those in you. So Father, you're not wanting to condemn us. You're wanting to raise us up to think differently, to become more like you. But also, Lord, that we could become more fruitful in the sharing of the gospel and being a light for you. That we wouldn't get stuck in just our way of thinking and, Lord, get comfortable and think that maybe we've already arrived or I don't need to learn anymore. I learned all of those things years ago because, Lord, your word is living and active and is sharper than any two-edged sword. It pierces bone and marrow, Lord, and it begins to reveal things in our life that maybe that we didn't even know that were there. And, Father, we're thankful that you doing this is to cause us to become more like you, to be more equipped to minister in your nature, but also, Lord, to be a light to the lost world. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. We so look forward to the day of seeing you face to face and going home. But until then, Lord, may you finish that work in us to make us complete in you. In Jesus' name, amen.